Both of these guys played at cutting contests and rent parties, and Fats Waller is known as one of the fastest of all-time session men. He could just put it together. But for a theatrical presentation, for a Broadway show like Keep Shufflin', we're talking arrangements, fully worked out compositions with singers, actors, and so forth. This is a major undertaking.
That's right. And of course, both Fats and James P. were fully capable to write extended piano pieces, orchestral scores. This was well within their purview. I would also add that in addition to the wonderful music that was played in these shows, during the intermissions, Johnson and Waller would play duo piano, and very few people left their seats to go to the bathroom or the refreshment line for fear of missing these marvelous duets.
And so then, partly based on the success of this show, Keep Shufflin', they go into the Victor Studio in 1928.
Yes, this was the RCA Church Studio in Camden, New Jersey. It was described by Garvin Bushell in his recollections of the jazz in the 1920s. And apparently, Fats was at the organ at one end of the church, and Johnson and the other musicians were at the other end of the church. We're talking about, almost a football field away. And it was a real technical challenge for the engineers in order to...
Well, and for the artists too, but apparently they'd been working together in this way so closely so long that they were able to pull it off.
Yeah, and wonderfully so. I would have liked to have heard a little bit more of Johnson's piano coming through, but can't complain.
If I recall, Keep Shufflin' ran several hundred performances.
I believe so, yes. It was a smash hit. John Hammond, who later became one of Johnson's great champions in the 1930s, describes how he had front row seats for Keep Shufflin' and went back several times, and this was one of the formative experiences of his early life. And I might add parenthetically here that if one wanted to use perhaps one recording as a metaphor for the subsequent careers of Fats and James P. Johnson, again, in the 1920s, Johnson was the teacher. He was the one who was in the public eye. He was the big name. In the 1930s, Fats' star went into ascension. Johnson, during the Depression, went into semi-retirement and was unknown to the public at large. And on this recording, Willow Tree from Keep Shufflin', James P. clearly plays wonderful piano behind Fats' organ, which, because of the volume of the recording, tends to drown out this wonderful piano.
As we move through this hour exploring the interactions between James P. Johnson and Fats Waller, we've been listening to their duets, and we're also going to hear Waller playing some of Johnson's outstanding compositions. And then, after Waller's untimely death in 1943, Johnson is frequently asked, after Waller's death, to help remember Waller's music. In this time, Waller has developed a very distinctive stride style entirely his own. He's absorbed elements from all sorts of Harlem stride and other elements into his music and synthesized his own form of stride.
Yeah, and comes away with perhaps a slightly more minimalist, easier to listen to, slightly cleaner version of the, I think, the slightly more complicated James P. Johnson style.
Johnson, his music a little more cerebral, a little more delicacy, a little more complexity.
Yeah, and, you know, Fats's music, his tunes such as Ain't Misbehavin' or Honeysuckle Rose or any of the tunes that he recorded in the 1930s, you can hum them, you can tap your feet to them, I think, a little bit more easily than you can to Johnson's works.
Waller's development is really accelerating.
Yes, to the point where he has nearly caught up with Johnson in terms of being a stride piano stylist.
And we can hear that in, for instance,
certainly Handful of Keys from 1929, and any of those solos from that period, my favorites being Goin' About and Valentine Stomp.
Valentine Stomp, a Fats Waller stride piano masterpiece, and we've been hearing Waller and Johnson's late 20s recordings together, the most remarkable being Willow Tree that grew out of their hit musical Keep Shufflin'. You're hearing Good Buddies, Fats Waller and James P. Johnson, exploring the long-standing collaboration between two of the most talented of early jazz performers. Each was at one time or another a singer, pianist, bandleader, and composer, and Johnson is additionally known as the father of Harlem stride piano. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for this talk with Mark Borowski. He's working with the James P. Johnson Foundation to help preserve the memory, music, and legacy of this brilliant master musician who taught, befriended, and later carried forward the memory of Fats Waller. The Johnson Foundation website is www.jamespjohnson.org.